Right now, we are on the bus somewhere around Pittsburgh area, kind of driving through the mountains, and we're headed to Arts Advocacy Day in D.C.
It's early afternoon on a chilly Sunday, and Zena Mitchell is practicing her elevator pitch.
I said I was personable, creative, innovative, and organized. Not that I would probably say that to them, but like, you know, slip it in there.
Mitchell and around two dozen classmates are in an intensive training course at EMU that teaches students how to be policy advocates for the arts. And there's an increasing need for new leaders. Organizations that were founded in the 70s and 80s by the baby boomer generation are now seeing a shift in leadership as many administrators near retirement. Susan Booth heads the Arts Administration Program. It's her students who are in D.C. for National Arts Advocacy Day this week.
What's most important with the current generation that's coming out of our colleges and in our schools and coming out is that they want to see that the actions that they take either in your classroom or out of the classroom are going to make an impact.
At the conference, grad student Jerry Williams says what he's learned here and in the classroom is going to help him work to expand arts education in public schools.
What we've learned in class is easily being transferred over to our trip here in Washington, D.C. today. And so that is what I'm going to focus on to make certain that my legislator is aware of, that we need to have more federal funding for more programming within the school systems.
For Dave King, one of the biggest takeaways he's had so far is learning the kind of impact that the arts have on Michigan's economy.
Of course, being artists, we're so used to dealing qualitatively regarding these issues, and it's very easy for us to talk about stories and come up with narratives, but bringing out the hard data really shows like the hard reality of how these things really do help us and are central to how we become well-rounded citizens and just people in general.
And those numbers are astounding. In Michigan, arts and cultural tourism brought in $2.5 billion in 2012, and that's with only a little over 5% of funding coming from the state government. Sarah Triplett works for Creative Many Michigan, the group that compiles these kind of financial reports.
Thinking back to when I first started and trying to figure out what are the tools that I would need to go speak to a lawmaker, helping them, walking them through, you know, figuring out who the lawmakers are, how to get to them, the process of getting to them, what sort of facts and figures help make the case not only at the national level, but at the statewide level, and providing them that information.
I think we're ready. We've done so much like research and everything. It's just like a little intimidating because we've never actually had the experience to like talk to somebody from like our federal government before. I've been to like the state government before, but I haven't actually talked to anybody, you know? Like, it's just a little intimidating, but I'm excited.
Hi everyone.
Hello.
Hello. So my name's Anna. I work on all things education, several other issues for the senator.
Most of us are involved in an arts advocacy group at Eastern called Amplifying the Arts.
Mm-hmm. I think it went well. We expressed how we felt. You know, I think the next one would be better because we have more honed in on what we want to say and things we want to highlight and the most efficient way to highlight those things. So it's a great experience to learn of how we can more efficiently communicate.
Especially Senator Stabenow's really supports the arts, so it made it a little bit easier just because, you know, she believes in these issues as well, so she understands the passion, and she'd pop in for a minute, so that was really cool, and was like, yay, art, so that was great.
Booth says her students plan to keep in contact with the legislative staff they met on the trip. They've also been asked to expand an EMU student advocacy group called AMP to other universities in Michigan. For 89.1 WEMU News, I'm Amanda LeClaire.